Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, it can't be promoted enough that 45% of women will be single and childless by the year 2030. The number, of course, will be much higher as they're being conservative. Many men will leave the cities and live out their days in peace or go overseas to do it. And women will be left all alone in the big cities. Remember guys, invest in cat food and plus size coffins, as those single ladies eat their way into oblivion. Up next, remember guys that Superfit Hero is the only premier activewear brand designed for plus size athletes. I wonder what sporting events the lady on the right is going to compete in with her dimpled knees. She probably has a skeleton made of adamantium to support all that muscle on her. Now I want to see what their out of shape athletes look like in their casual wear. Then again, maybe not. Number three, this is one of the reasons dating is dead these days. This woman went on 6 dates a week to save on food and didn't buy groceries for 2 years. If you pay for the first date, odds are she doesn't actually want you and is just using you. I knew one obese woman with a boyfriend that did this and bragged about it to me in 2012, in the early days when guys had no clue what was going on Tinder. Women like this eating such terrible food at restaurants every day are eventually going to get ulcerative colitis or something like that. Moving on, this is the look I get on my face when someone insults me and it's actually a good one, that I haven't heard before. Insulting me is alright if it's creative and entertaining. This guy that plays Imhotep from the Mummy series is an underrated actor. After seeing his face like this, capable of holding joy and anger at the same time, he's got my respect. Number 5 looks like going your own way is spreading, with this 33-year-old man saying that picking up random women and watching fapping content is now easier. He finally threw the towel in when he was cheated on in his last 3 relationships, including 1 fiancé. These days, dating is a humiliation ritual for the average man. Love is a scam, marriage is a trap, and women are poison for the soul. Up next, in the 1960s, women didn't wear excessive makeup, torn jeans, tattoos, or silicone. They just had grace and elegance. The one in the middle looks suspect, and it could actually be a man, because it looks like she has an Adam's apple. Actually, these 3 wholesome women are part of the Manson family. I should have just told the Zoomers out there that these were the Charlie's Angels. More like Charlie Manson's Angels. More like Charles Manson's Hell's Angels. This just shows you that 3 women are willing to share 1 violent man. Number 7, we have science on the verge of the male birth control pill. This has been promised for 3 decades now with no results. If it ever does come out, it'll be taken mostly by simps and male feminists. This article is gaslighting, asking if men are willing to share the responsibilities of adult life. Grown women are children in disguise, and yet they're calling men children first, because then we can't call them out on it. I'm all for this if they sterilize the stupid with this. Moving on, here's your next Bumble match. She's in an open relationship with her boyfriend and she has herpes. What are you waiting for? You need to get into that hot tub full of gonorrhea with both of them, and don't look back. Plus, she's got tattoos and a nose ring, so that makes her unique. The herpes must be flaring up really badly if she has to tell you up front. You'll see it and run otherwise. I feel like the open relationship is the reason she has it in the first place. Number 9, we have the latest stunning and brave Disney film, Lizzo vs. Gorlock. I'm sure most of you would actually pay for an event like this if it was on pay-per-view. My money's on Gorlock because he's the destroyer. But a film would probably be nothing more than a sharing of a salad, and then other overweight ladies would come to their rescue and tell them that eating a salad is fat phobic or something. Either way, if they fight, someone is going to lose their lunch, unless it's a pie-eating contest. Up next, looks like the Toronto Police Department has brought out the B and C team out from the police academy to deal with black-faced individuals. But why? It's not a crime to be black, is it? They can't just arrest him because of the color of his skin. That would be racist. Canada looks like clown world with each passing day. Also, who wore it better? This guy or Justin Skippy Trudeau? Is anyone going to comment about how out of shape these Toronto bicycle cops look anyway? Anyone? Number 11 illustrates the difference between flirting and harassment. They say the same thing. The dress is sexy on you, but one man is attractive and the other looks like a bloated trucker. Goes to show that women are willing to accept the cold approach from a hot man. But if he looks unattractive, they're willing to file a false allegation to teach him a lesson, to never talk to women again. The reason Bill Cosby was probably Me Too'd was because he lost his high status. When a man goes from being cool to being a fool, then the allegations of misconduct end up coming out. Moving on is a woman looking for a good man to take care of her and her daughter, Jakeisha. Jakeisha's Sicilian on her father's side, don't you know? And the German is from her mother's side. By Sicilian, she means African, right? It's kind of crazy that Sicilians had tribes in Africa. Why doesn't she enlist the help of the kid's grandfather, if that's the case, to find her a husband? I think her father was Sicilian in the sense that he got off the boat in Sicily. Either that or Sicily is the name of the town in Uganda. Number 13, we have a construction site with a woman sporting a sexy top and sexy boots, shoveling sand into a mixer. You also know that her hair looks like it's about to get entangled into that cement mixer and reel her in. But you know, behind the scenes, her friend taking the picture is talking to one of the male workers. He wants them to finish their virtue signaling social media pictures so he can go back to work. Up next, this is the shame that women feel when they post on Lonely Fools and only make $12.54 for an entire month. And now everyone knows what their chesticles look like and that they look like toppings on a pepperoni pizza. This post also forgot to mention that their pooper chute has been revealed too. It looks like the size of a donut hole from all the dough pounding. Number 15 is a woman saying that a guy asked her out and she said no, and that he's ugly and he's never going to have a girlfriend. Now he has a girlfriend and she's jealous and doesn't know what to do about it. Maybe realize that she doesn't deserve him. But I recommend she go to a pet shelter and preferably get a cat, as dogs are too needy. Women only want you if other women want you first. Unless, of course, you're good-looking, then they'll always want you. Social proof sucks, doesn't it? Moving on, here's another sourpuss. In this one, the woman's ex-husband ended off better financially than her after the divorce, and she says it isn't fair. Odds are she was the one that divorced him, and now that she's gone, he's free to make a ton of money and change his life. She was probably happy taking him to the cleaners. She probably didn't expect him to rise like a phoenix from the ashes and rebuild his life better than before, and better than hers. Sounds like she was holding him back. Number 17 is Jay, and she's not interested in relationships and doesn't want to take care of a man, and just wants a man's baby batter to hook up with in order to get preggers. All this because she can't afford artificial insemination, don't you know? You have to be tall though, athletic, and intelligent among other things. But it's a trap. She'll probably demand child support for 18 years. Either that or she'll sell the baby on the black market. If she does raise the child, imagine how awful it'll be, especially if he's a male. Up next, DiCaprio is reportedly dating a 19-year-old model, and some disgruntled woman says that he's like her employer paying minimum wage. You know he'd go lower if it weren't for the law. He's too smart for that, though. If it was true, then he would have ended up on Epstein's Island unless he went there undercover as Bill Clinton. Women are so pissed off that they created this graphic showing that Leo refuses to date a woman over the age of 25. Why would he do that? Because then he'd risk getting the 1,000 cock stare from her. Number 19 is a 20-year-old woman that looks closer to 30, that falsely accused a Good Samaritan, costing him his marriage. And she's only been jailed for 5 months. But she should have received the maximum sentence that he would have got for the alleged crime. Next time a woman's car is broken down, men always remember this and keep on driving. He spent 2 hours fixing her broken down car, but she doesn't look 20, more like 35 or 40. Riding the carousel has taken its toll on her. Moving on, someone checked on the Passport Bro Boomers on Facebook, and everything is going as expected, as he found them unhappily married to a Filipina or foreigner help group. Filipinas are strictly recreational use only. And if you think the feminist mind virus hasn't spread to that part of the world, then you're sorely mistaken. Many boomers haven't realized that the world has changed. Number 21 is another reminder about the difference between flirting and harassment. If you're good looking, it's flirting. And if you're not, it's harassment. The black pill is truth. You might want to add that if you're rich or have high status, it's also flirting. You might also want to add that if you're rich or have status, it's also flirting. But years later, if you lose your status or health, then it retroactively becomes harassment. Just ask all the men that were Me Too'd. More women than ever riding the carousel, and then when they get to 30 are wondering why men don't approach them anymore. up next to the women that are sinks, an acronym for single independent with no kids. They spent their fertile years racking up a body count, and now they're done. All that's left for them to do is buy some cats in a plus-size coffin. I think that instead of calling them single and independent, we should call them single and infertile, because we know that very few of them are actually independent. No eggs, empty egg carton. Number 23, Rosa Silverman wrote this article explaining why men should give their wives a cheat pass for Christmas. She's probably bitter because she's single and wants to destroy other people's families. Women like this should be sent to prison for destabilizing society. But they're Democrats, and divorced women vote for the left, so that's one of the reasons they're trying to break up families. Moving on is a woman criticizing a man for dating much younger women, calling it creepy. He reveals the truth, which is that she sees him as her beta male backup plan, and she's upset that she has to go out and find someone else at some point. These are the same type of women they call passport bros, pedos, and incels. They don't want the men to leave, and all they do is lead them on, and many men are catching on to these games now. Number 25 and the last one, up to 33% of women now admit to doing foodie calls, dating for a free meal, and in this case, it looks like she's got that thousand schwing schwang stare in her eyes. But only 33%, those are rookie numbers. At least 60 or 70% now, because this article is from 2019. Some women also use scheduling apps to keep track of which men will give them a free meal next. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is in the description. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.